Welcome back to Head Games Radio. We're talking with Lenny the Cool, but we're also joined by the Professor, Ron Jaworski. Have you got your glasses on, buddy?
I always got the glass on. I can't see like I used to, Nick, but I got to see this tape in front of me so the glasses are on. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We're joined by Len Dawson. Guys, this is truly a Tuesday morning quarterback. What film are you watching right now, Jaws?
I actually have the Detroit offense against the Dallas defense right in front of me. I'm watching Mike Martz's beautifully designed offense. Whoever Mike Martz is, you see some great offense. But what it is showing me, the flaws in the Dallas defense right now. And, hey, by the way, it's good to be with Lenny. He's the best.
Leonard.
That's very kind of him. Now, here's what I want to know. And, Ron, you've heard it, too. I want to know who those two jerks are. Of all the 95 guys, there's two jerks that screw up the whole deal. That I keep hearing every time that this is introed here. Who is Ed Byler?
Don't take it personally, Len.
Jerry,
I think there's more than two.
Who the hell's on this program right now?
I think that percentage is low.
Screw up this
guys,
whole deal. Anyway, Ron, it's great to be with you.
We talked about the New England situation. Let's just stick with that for a quick second. I said earlier in the show today, Ron Jaworski, that it may be the best thing to happen to the Patriots when Tom Brady, of all people, was left off the Pro Bowl team. How strong do you think this Patriots team is at this time in the year, and how motivated are they?
Well, they're always a highly motivated team. You know, they're a well-coached team, and they play with great discipline, and they know how to manage critical situations in the football game. They have a great understanding of that. And certainly on the offensive side, that is Tom Brady. He's a cerebral quarterback, and, you know, you did mention his stumbling of the Pro Bowl. And, you know, deep down inside, I'm sure Tom Brady is hurt because, he's a guy, you know, that has all those Super Bowl rings on his finger. He's had a terrific year. They don't have a whole lot of weapons around him. Their offensive line has been, you know, in a state of flux, and yet every single week he comes out and plays very, very well. They won 12 football games with Tom Brady at quarterback, but don't overlook their defense. And I always, you know, as I rate a defense, I use the quarterback's rating against the defense. It gives you a pretty good idea how good the defense is. Number one this year are the Baltimore Ravens. The quarterback rating against that defense is 63.4. For New England, it's 66.1. They are number two in the NFL, according to my defensive scheme. So they are playing good, solid defense.
And they tend to be a rather difficult team to beat at home as well. Let's switch over to what you're covering today. You're looking at the Dallas film, the accomplishment of two different teams in that same NFC East with the Giants and Philadelphia. Starting with the Giants. How much can this win at the last moment with Tiki Barber showing that their running game can get it done? How much momentum can that provide at the last second to help them in their first round game?
Well, you know, football is a game of momentum, and normally you want to be playing your best football going into the playoffs. Clearly, that would mean the Philadelphia Eagles. They are playing outstanding football right now. You know, Tiki Barber had an awesome game on Saturday night, and, it was good to see him play that kind of game. It was going to be his career ender or this week or next week, but it's good to see him finish the regular season, breaking the New York Football Giants rushing record. He's been the consummate professional and been a guy that I know a lot of players and former players look up to as a guy. That's how you represent themselves. But I just don't think right now the Giants have enough weapons to beat Philadelphia. They've had a trouble against Jim Johnson's blitz schemes. Eli Manning has struggled against the blitz schemes. You know, it looks like Jeremy Shockey will once again be out for another week. I just don't see the Giants being able to handle the Eagles right now.